This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Oshkosh will continue to have a mayor and a deputy mayor. The Common Council had considered changing the titles to council president and vice president. In the end, council members decided on a 4-2 vote not to make the change. Council members cited a number of reasons, including three of them were leaving the council next month. Citizens back in the early 2000s voted for a mayor, and the city should do a better job of educating citizens on exactly what the mayor's role is and the city manager's role is. The Common Council also decided to give developers of the Milan Main Street housing project more time. The combination of housing and commercial project is still in need of some financing. The mill on Main Street is still expected to break ground sometime this fall and have the project completed in 2026. With Easter on Sunday, a number of city services will be closed on Friday. City Hall, the Senior Center, Yard Waste Drop-Off Site, and the Downtown Transit Office will all be closed on Friday. GO Transit buses will offer normal services. Talking Easter, the popular Breakfast with the Bunny returns to the Sunnyview Expo Center on Saturday. It runs from 8 o'clock in the morning till 11 a.m. Page 2, early bird pricing ends soon for next month's Excellence in Leadership Luncheon and Seminar with author Steve Jones. You can get tickets by calling the Chamber office or going to eilgroup.org. The annual WPS Farm Show wraps up today in Oshkosh. It's being held on the EAA grounds. It gives farmers and others a chance to see the latest in ag technology. Friday will be the final day for early absentee voting in the spring election. Voting will go from 8 o'clock till 5 o'clock Friday at 19 East Irving Avenue. The spring election is next Tuesday. Now, residents are voting on city council, school board, a county judgeship, some county board seats, and two amendments. And the Oshkosh Corporation has been named to Fast Company's 2024 World's Most Innovative Companies list. Fast Company recognized Oshkosh for its work on electric garbage trucks, along with zero-emission fire trucks. Turning to sports, the Wisconsin Herd won last night in their final regular season home game. Two more games to close out the season. They go to Chicago to take on the Windy City Bulls this weekend. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Have a great Easter weekend.